Nostro madre qua, lei è da Africa, lei ha visto una visione di un uomo molto grande che era qua con noi, il nostro mezzo, molto grande, lucida, aveva un'apparenza molto brillante. Hallelujah. Our mother saw a vision of a big man, you know, standing here, more very, 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 you know, with and a very white appearance, shining. Praise God. And she will not remember some months ago when she came, she gave the same vision that she saw a man in white standing here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lei aveva visto questa visione qualche mese fa quando loro erano in Italia. Lei ha visto questa stessa visione di un uomo qua in nostro mezzo. Hallelujah. Uomo molto bacco. Vogliamo capire il motivo del nostro raduno. We have to understand the motive of our union here together. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because what she saw is the focal point of the gospel.
Amen.
Ciò che lei ha visto è il punto focale dell'Evangelo. Perché egli è qua per educarci, darci intendimento di questo uomo che è il nostro mezzo. Christ is here, or God is here in our midst to teach us about this man. The whole focus of the gospel is this man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is why Jesus went up to the mountain and transfigured. And when he transfigured, it's that same white appearance that they saw. And while he transfigured, the Father said that this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Now understand that there's nothing else that can please God. Hallelujah. Per questo motivo Gesù si è salito su un altissimo monte e come è scritto nella Bibbia, Gesù si è trasfigurato dinanzi ai suoi discepoli. Aveva quello stesso apparenza lucida. E poi c'è stato questo tuono dal cielo che dichiarava: questo è il mio figlio diletto, ascoltatelo. Perché questo è il punto focale dell'Evangelo. Egli è qua per educarci da questo uomo e di radunarci presso lui. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the only thing that pleases God.
Amen.
This is the only thing that is right before God. You cannot please God as a man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See this. You see, Jesus Christ said, why do you call me good? Because they were seeing the natural Jesus as a man. But that is not the point. That is not what Jesus came to reveal. He came to reveal that image of God in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, don't have to turn it, don't worry, you go back and read it. I believe that you will read it at home. In Genesis chapter 1, God said, let us create man. Because God had created other animals, other beasts, you know, the birds and everything. But God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, and let him have dominion over all. And when God had done it, the Bible says God blessed him because God was pleased in that man. God blessed him and said, be fruitful and multiply. Now listen carefully. That is the only place that the blessings of God reside. In that man that God created in the beginning. Hallelujah. Nel principio Dio creò i cieli e la terra, ha creato tutti gli animali, gli uccelli, gli animali della terra, tutti quanto. E poi alla fine ha creato uomo, ha generato uomo. La Bibbia dice che Dio ha creato l'uomo nella sua somiglianza, nella sua immagine. Alleluia. E Dio ha dato a lui il dominio su ogni cosa. E la Bibbia dice che Dio li benedice. Alleluia. Dio ha benedito questo uomo e ha dato la possibilità a questo uomo di portare la frutta. Alleluia. Questo è l'unico posto in cui dimora la benedizione di Dio. Solo in questo uomo che Dio ha creato dal cielo, you know, dal principio. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that in him we are blessed with what? Every spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is that man that you saw in the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come sia scritto nel libro di Corinzi. Hallelujah. In lui siamo benedetti con ogni benedizione spirituale, tutte le cose. Hallelujah. Perché Cristo è quel uomo che è dal principio. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And you can see this is the focal point of the gospel, because that man is you. That man is a corporate body. That man is what?
A corporate body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quel corpo, quel uomo generato nel principio, è un corpo tanti membri. È un corpo mistico. It's a spiritual body. It's not flesh and blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in that body dwells an innumerable company of spirits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he has come to gather us back into that body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
La sua venuta è di riportarci nel quel corpo, nel quel uomo che è dal principio. Because outside of him, you are dead. Fuori da lui sei morti nella sua trasgressione. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is why Paul says that I may be found in, that I may know why him. Why to be found in him? Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can you understand that sin is living outside of him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Per cui Paolo ha dichiarato che la sua speranza come un santo, che dovrebbe essere anche la tua speranza, è di essere trovato in lui. Questo è la speranza, è la nostra speranza oggi. Di essere trovato in lui. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is where the blessings come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has come to give us an understanding, to educate us about Christ. You see, we hear all kinds of things, and you will discover that at the end of the day, all you need to do is to awaken into Christ. You are that man in the beginning. Everybody individually and corporately represents that man in the beginning.
Yeah.
Tu sei quel uomo dal principio. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And e tu deve essere svegliato in questa realtà. Questo è l'unico passaggio alla salvezza. It's very important we understand these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The focal point is to be found in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Time has gone a lot, and there are certain things I just have to cut off now. I have to be tactical. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But let us understand that, you know, when you talk about the coming of Christ, his coming, Hallelujah.
Amen.
The coming of Christ, it speaks about the unveiling of the personality in you. Praise God. Quando parliamo della venuta del Cristo, si tratta di del quel svelamento del quel personaggio chiamato Cristo in te. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Because when you can rediscover yourself, then you discover yourself in the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has directed me that in the next few weeks I will share about his coming. Hallelujah. Turn quickly to the book of Matthew 24. Possiamo girare al libro di Matteo 24. Hallelujah. Remember what is the beginning and what is the end. Can somebody tell me that? Qui cosa è il principio e qui cosa è la fine? What is the beginning and the end? Hallelujah. In the beginning God created man in his image and likeness. That is the Christ. And the end is that same beginning. He says, I'm the beginning and the end. And Jesus Christ says that your end is your beginning. He says, the first shall be the last. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's quickly go to Matthew chapter 24. Verse 23. Matthew 24. Da versetto 3. 23. Dio ti dà la forza. Tu hai fatto la notte ieri. Dio ti do la forza. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She did night yesterday in the hospital and she came to work. If not some of us, you go say, I walk so. Hallelujah. I walk last night too. Hallelujah. Are you here? Let's move on. In Exodus 23, if any man say unto you, lo, here is Christ or there, believe it what?
Not.
For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they will deceive the very elect. Hallelujah. Behold, I told you before. Hallelujah. Wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, it's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, it's in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. And wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now let's pause there. You are pen and letter to the 23 and 28. Shall I forza? Okay. The 23 and 28.
Allora, Gesù parlò la cosa ai suoi discepoli dicendo, gli scribi e i farisei.
No. Matteo 24, da verse. Matteo 24, 23. Matthew, can you bring the Bible? Matteo 24, 23.
24,
23. See, that 23 and
28.
Okay.
Allora, si qualcuno vi dice, il Cristo è qui, oppure è là. Non lo credete, perché sorgeranno falsi critici e falsi profeti, e faranno grandi segni e prodigi da seguire. Se fosse possibile anche gli eletti, ecco, ve l'ho predetto, se dunque vi dicono, eccolo, è nel deserto, non andate, eccolo, è nelle stanze interne. Non lo credete, infatti, come il lampo esce da Levante e si vede fino al ponente, così sarà la venuta del figlio dell'uomo. Dovunque sarà il cadavere, lì si raduneranno le aquile.
Alleluia. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. So, this kind of scripture that you read, they are not scriptures for men. Amen.
Amen.
Questa che abbiamo appena letto non sono delle cose che gli uomini senza lo spirito possono comprendere. Sono cose molto profonde, cose spirituali. Alleluia.
Amen.
Gesù disse che ci sono delle cose che io voglio dirti, però voi non siete in grado di capire queste cose adesso. Però quando lo Spirito verrà, lui ti insegna ogni cosa. Alleluia. Today the Spirit of God is here to teach us these things of Jesus. Now, people have written big books on these things. Big men of God. When I say men of God, men of this of renown. You know, big names, they've all written books on these things. Praise God. I shared something the other day about with a sister, and she told me, but this man of God said this. And I was so sorry for her. Why? Jesus Christ says, I will send small boys among you. Some of them you will treat them with disdain. Some of them you cast out of your churches. Praise God. But when they do this, they don't know that they are crucifying Christ unto themselves. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the word of God is not heard in high places. Be very careful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, don't be deceived. False prophets will arise. Big signs. And promises of something that will happen out there tomorrow. It says what? Well, don't be deceived. Who is the false prophet? Qui est questo profeta falsa? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Un profeta falsa è uno che dice le bugie. Who is this false prophet? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
John says what? Discern the spirits. Discern them. Any spirit that does not confess that Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Now, when people say Christ is come in the flesh, people cannot discern that language. They think he's speaking about Jesus Christ appearing 2,000 years ago. You see, but the false prophet is not able to discern the Christ in you, that he has come in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Quel falso profeta è quella che non è in grado di discernere il mistero del Cristo in te. Hallelujah. Tu sai, uomini vanno in giro cercando una soluzione per i loro problemi, non sapendo che tutti ciò che loro devono sapere è dentro te. They call it what? The Christ in you. The hope of
glory.
Cristo in te, la speranza de la gloria. That is your hope of what?
Of glory.
Hallelujah. Watch it. It's very, very cunning.
Yes, sir.
Because what happens is that the devil robs you of your power by denying you access to this knowledge. This is the key. This is the key of the kingdom of what?
God.
If you have this revelation, it will open the door into what?
Life.
God's kingdom. Questa conoscenza del Cristo in te è la chiave che apre le porte hay cieli que apri le porte alla tua gloria in Dio, di conoscere quale sia il mistero di Cristo in te. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't believe them. Hallelujah. He says that what? Those that are deceived, who cannot hear the mystery, are those who the God of this world has blinded their what? Eyes, that they cannot see the mystery of the gospel, which is the image and the glory of God, of which is in you. That is what I want to say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the fall, what happened is that man became what? Blindfolded. Hallelujah. Chucky chicken, Satan and checker the fire and woman and the nascondere in mistero di chi sei. Il mistero di quel gloria che è scelato dentro te. Questo è l'opera di Satana, quella opera principale di Satana. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You know, you see when Lazarus came out of the grave, what did they do to him? They removed all the, that is the veiling. That is the work of what? Of Satan. Hallelujah. Recording Lazaro nella Bibbia, quando Lazaro è stato risuscitato e portato fuori dalla tomba, lui aveva delle coperture intorno a lui, sopra la sua faccia e tutti quanto. E Gesù le ha comandato di slegarlo, di togliere tutte quelle cose. Questa è l'opera di Satana, che cerca di, diciamo, chiudere gli occhi degli uomini affinché non vedano la verità. Alleluia.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ heals the blind person, it's a parable. You see, what the ordinary man saw with Jesus, the miracle of Jesus when he healed the blind man, was that God healed the blind man and he can see. But I can tell you, you can be seen and still be blind. It's a symbolic thing, it's a spiritual communication that God is giving to you, that he is here to open the eyes of your understanding so that you will know the mystery of Christ. Do you know that you are glorious? Do you know that you are the image and the likeness of God? Do you know that you are one with the Father? Can you hear this thing outside? You cannot hear. These are secrets that have been hidden from the foundation of the world, but are being brought to light today through the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That man in the beginning that was in the heavens, there is no law. He's not a Christian. He's not a Muslim. He's not black. He's not white. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is. That's all.
Amen. Amen.
Reigning and ruling in God. That's all. He has no name. We only call him Christ to identify him as that's all. But he just is. The one that has been before all things. He get name.
I am.
Now him the name things, not without the name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why he says I am. When he says I am, because that is all. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And that is where we are getting back into. That is now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Egli è qua per portarci di nuovo nella sua gloria, affinché possiamo camminare avendo dominio su ogni cosa.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Regnando nella piena benedizione di Dio.
Amen.
E ciò che servi è di conoscere la verità.
Amen.
Conoscerete la verità e la verità vi farà libero. Hallelujah. If a false prophet does not know about the mystery of Christ, you can be a good man trying to save people. You can open evangelist, you know, school and go on missions in Africa and open orphanages and do all these good things. They are good, they are nice. But but it cannot give you life. Praise God. Do you know Jesus Christ fed 5,000 with bread? Do you think there were not people that were hungry in other places? He didn't come here to give them bread. He came here to give them the bread of life. Hallelujah. He healed the blind man. There were still many people blind. If that was the case, that means his ministry was a failure. There were some places he went to, they couldn't receive him. The Bible says he couldn't heal them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. What we are sharing today is the thing that will follow you forever.
Amen.
Every other thing will be taken away.
Yeah,
amen. So that is the false prophet, is the one that denies Christ. People think that to deny Christ is to say, I don't believe in Christ. You can say, I believe in Christ and just be in the darkness. See, it is the revelation of Christ that matters, not the knowledge. Does not the head knowledge. The scribes and the Pharisees, which represent the natural mind, thought they knew what Christ was. That's why they crucified him. They thought they knew what Christ was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Imagine somebody in the darkness, and you are saying another person is what? In darkness. If the light knew the darkness, how great is that darkness? Religion is a bad thing because you think that you are in the light, but you are in darkness. And these are the ones that are hard to talk to because they think they know it all. But Jesus Christ says, since you say you see, you remain in your sin. Hallelujah. And what is sin? Sin is to walk outside Christ. He says, if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sin. If you don't believe that you are that one personality in God, you will die in your mistaken identity. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dobbiamo crederci. Hallelujah. Il peccato, il vero peccato, significa camminare fuori dal Cristo, al di fuori di Lui. Questo è il peccato. Hallelujah. Per cui dobbiamo cambiare il modo di confessare, cominciare a confessare Cristo, cominciare a vedere Cristo come nella nostra vita. Hallelujah. Vivere per conto di Cristo. Hallelujah. Very important. It says that as the lightning comes from the what? East and shineth even to the west, so shall be the what? Coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is something that shines from the east and sets in the west. Do you know that thing?
Yes.
It's the sun. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dawning of the sun of righteousness.
Amen.
In your heart.
Amen.
Is the coming of Christ. Hallelujah. Do you know that you are the morning stars? When you begin to awake, the morning star begins to appear. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says that the righteous in the time of the end, hallelujah, those that sleep in the dust shall what? Awake. Hallelujah. And the righteous shall what? Shine
as the stars
in the heavens. Hallelujah. These are the morning stars. To him that overcomes will I give thee.
Morning star.
I am the morning star. He says, I am the bright and the morning star. I am. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then he says, to him that overcomes. That is your life. That is your reward. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's a great thing that God is calling us to.
Amen.
The Bible says that he has opened our ears to see and to hear what the prophets, what ancients have not seen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Moses could not see these things. Moses gave the law, but he did not know what he was giving. Hallelujah. The righteous men, good men, they could not. Even John the Baptist says he's the least. He's greater than all the prophets, but he's least than the smallest in God's kingdom. Why? Because you have what? ears to hear. You have eyes to see. He has given you grace to partake of the glories to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Elisha dato yokipe vedere orekipe ascoltare affinché vediamo quale sia il mistero di Cristo. Quella luce che brilla da est a ponente rappresenta, what do you call the dawning of the sun? Come si chiama in italiano quando si alza il sole? Sì, sì, il sole levante, hallelujah. Quel sole levante deve occorrere. Okay, quella è stata la parola giusta. Alleluia. Quel sole levante, alleluia. È quella che occorre nel nostro cuore quando svegliamo. Perché la Bibbia dice che noi siamo stelle di Dio. Siamo in realtà come stelle di Dio. Alleluia. Alleluia. So, what happens is that as you hear the message, there's an awakening. And what people are seeing is the dawning of the star in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And he says that where shall they be gathered? He says where the carcass is, there the eagles are gathered. Where do the eagles gather?
The
highest mountain. That is where Mount Zion. He says where the body is. God is revealing to you, you're gathering upon what? Mount Zion. Dios está revelando a nuestro raduno presente Monte Sion. Justo es dove le aquile si radunano su quel altissimo monte. Si trata de un reame, una dimensión de lo espíritu. Si trata de una coscienza più alto que c'è, que es quella de Dios. Alleluia.
Amen.
È la nostra chiamata. La Bibbia dice che Egli è qua per radunarci. E I'm going to round up with a verse from Matthew. I have to jump it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. Matteo 24, 31. Quel stesso capitolo, però andiamo giù. Alleluia. 24, 31. And he shall send his what? Angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Praise God. Another version, that is the version of Mark. It says that he shall gather together his elect from the uttermost parts of the earth towards the uttermost parts of the heaven. The uttermost part of the earth speaks about the lowest places. It's talking about the deep, the abyss. And you shall gather them where? To the uttermost part of the heaven, which is the peaks of God's dwelling. Now, he says that he shall sound the trumpet. Eli está suonando la tromba. Remember in the book of Revelation, when John saw the Alpha and the Omega, how did his voice sound?
Like that,
the voice sounded like what?
A trumpet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Can you hear a trumpet speaking?
Yes, of course. You are there.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. The trumpet is the call of God.
Amen.
Amen. It comes by the evangel to gather his people back. This is your trumpet.
Amen.
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 And when you speak with the voice of God, you are speaking with the language of the Spirit. It's a deep communication to deep, calling people back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oggi la tromba sta suonando. Amen.
Amen.
E la tromba è l'Evangelo, quel grandissimo tromba che abbiamo appena letto. La tromba sta suonando e sta radunando quelli che sono caduti, quelli che sono morti. Quelli che sono sepolti nelle terre, li sta radunando presso sé nei cieli, su Monte Sion. Alleluia.
Amen.
Questo è il posto della nostra consolazione. You have come to what? Mount
Zion.
The city of
the living God.
You have what?
Come to Zion.
Can you see yourself on the physical mountain?
No. Spiritual. Invisible.
He says you have come no more to physical clouds. When there were physical clouds, you're no more there. We now wear their what? Invisible cloud. This is the real thing.
Amen.
The cloud represents the glory of God. So when you hear things like the last trumpet, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Why do you call it the last trumpet? Have you heard the first and the last?
Yes.
Why do you call it the last trumpet?
That's the end now.
That trumpet silences every other. It reveals the truth. When the truth is out,
everything
gives way. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Justo è l'ultima tromba, portando alla luce la verità. And what is the truth? Che cosa è la verità? Io sono la verità. What is the truth? I'm the truth. Not you as jolly as a man. Eh? We're talking of that inner man. Io sono la verità, el Cristo in te. If we can awaken to this reality, we overcome all the problems we have as men. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The voice that you are hearing will guide you higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. Until you come to that place, total realization of the dominion that God has given to you.
Amen.
Free from a lustful nature, free from the affairs of men. Because when your eyes are awoken, you discover that all men are dead. It's just a graveyard. The presidents plus the governors plus the millionaires plus the all these things, they are all dead. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So let us understand. There's a series of teachings we are going to go into in these next few weeks concerning the coming of Christ.
Amen.
The unveiling of Christ. Hallelujah. Because within you there's a treasure that has been buried. See, Jesus Christ spoke about the parable of a treasure that was buried underneath the earth. Amen. And somebody found this treasure. And when he found it, what did he do? For the joy of it, he threw to keep that treasure. If you discover the Father in you, what is greater than that? So I must go away that he might come. So it's coming if you're going away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Everything we are preaching here is to get us back to this realization.
Amen.
Come back to the brotherhood. Come back to oneness. Come back to love. Because we all bear the same identity.
Amen.
We all inherit all things. All things are ours. We're not of this world anymore. When this truth has dawned on you, you have left this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, not someone that could command you. Quando arriva questo verità del Cristo in noi, cominciamo a riconoscere la fratellanza, che noi siamo uno in Lui, che noi condividiamo tutte le cose sono anche nostre. Condividiamo lo stesso nome, lo stesso eredità, il regno di Dio, e tutti ciò che Dio è sono anche nostre. Cominciamo a camminare in amore e di dare la forza l'uno agli altri. Alleluia.
Amen.
Praise God.
Alleluia.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor has to go. Pastor will go. Amen. Hallelujah.
Alleluia.
You see, when you study the Bible carefully, you see how angels appear, do what they have to do, and disappear. That's the pattern. Amen.
Amen.
You don't need to struggle for any post or pulpit. All those things, if you know the end, you will rather like you want to finish this round up, let everybody get it and you're off. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want to gather names and big things and all those things. Those things will really just put you into trouble later. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You don't want to wake up one day and just discover that all those things you are doing, you are all in vain. You come to the door and say, I'm Bishop, Reverend, and he says, first of all, you don't have your entourage that was following you on the end. Then you go to the door and knock. My name is Reverend Trevor Egaga. Yeah, you remember I had a ministry sometime here. Where is Jesus? Can I meet with him? They look to the door and say, who are you? I don't your name. I don't know you. Your name is not there. Who are you?
There's only one name there.
You say, get out of my sight, you walk out of iniquity. Amen. Like somebody who is nobody just appears and they ask you, who are you? You say, I'm Christ. Oh, that's me. I beg, come inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is what the gospel is gathering us into one. The Bible says all the nations of the earth have become the nation of our Christ and our God.
Hallelujah.
No more tribes, no more divisions, no more rich, no more poor, no more male, no more female. Everything is gone. It's just one spiritual body in the heavens. Let us meditate on these things. Meditiamo su Christi cose fratelli. Meditiamo sul mistero del Cristo. Hallelujah. Elicha ci sta radunando presso sé affinché ereditiamo la sua gloria, la sua potenza. Se riconosciamo questa verità e lasciamo che lo Spirito ci guida presso sé, abbiamo la possibilità di superare ogni problema sulla terra. Alleluia. Perché la benedizione di Dio dimora in noi. Alleluia. La nostro compito è di risvegliare.
Amen.
Nostro compito è di ascoltare e di lasciare che lo Spirito ci guida presso sé su Monte Sion. Alleluia. Let's wind up with this chant first. Alleluia. Psalm chapter 43 verse 3. Salmo 43, versetto 3. Hai visto, stai imparando inglese? Salmo 43, versetto 3.
Ma è sempre Matteo.
No, Salmo.
Ah, in
Salmi è vero. Sì, Salmo 43, versetto 3. Hai visto? Psalm 43, verse 3. Are we there?
Yes.
Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy what?
Holy
hill. And to thy
tabernacles.
Amen.
Amen.
When the Bible says, let there be light, or when God says that you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It leads you to Mount, which is God's dwelling place. That is the point of all our blessing.
Amen.
You see, the problem with man, you want your blessing upon the earth. You want a pastor, a big man of God to appear and bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, bless you. And you will continue to remain there. God doesn't want to be giving you candies and sweets and chocolates all the days of your life. He wants you to come up
higher.
Come up and stand camping in the place.
Amen.
That's what God wants. So he sent his light and his truth to lead you to his holy mountain. Hallelujah. Il Padre manda la verità e la luce per portarci a quel altissimo dimora. Chiamato Monte Sion. Questo è quel santissimo monte del Dio. Alleluia. Alleluia. Il problema del noi uomini a volte cerchiamo la benedizione Però vogliamo rimanere sulla terra come uomini. Però il Padre vuole che noi si maturiamo nella fede, cioè lascia che lo Spirito ci guida a quel altissimo luogo affinché possiamo camminare in Lui, sperimentare della sua vita eterna. Alleluia, can we stand up? Are we mourning today? Everybody can just stand up. Amen. We are very sensitive here. We watch all the pulses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saliamo. Arise. Hallelujah. Oh, daughter of Zion. Hallelujah. Alzati su Monte Sion. Hallelujah. Salire su Monte Sion. Hallelujah. Hear the voice of the trumpet. Hallelujah. Hear the voice of the great trumpet. Hallelujah. Leading you back to your glory in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is written that at the sounding of the trumpet, those who are sleeping in their graves will what? Awake. Your grave is your sleeping in mortality, in human living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For it says that all die in Adam, and he's here now to wake you up into Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the day that this gospel is being fulfilled in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are holy, you are perfect, you are righteous.
Amen.
In truth. And God wants to lead you back into that reality.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So conform yourself back to that one who is holy. Conform yourself back into the one in, who is created in the image of him that created him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Svegliare. Ritornare a quel immagine di colui che è il vero. Tornare a quell'immagine di colui che è il santo. Tornare al Signore mentre ascolti la tromba. Mentre ascolti la chiamata. Hallelujah.
Amen.
La chiamata dice lasciare tutti per tornare a Dio. Lasciare tutti per partecipare nella sorta della luce in Cristo.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, leave all things. Leave father, mother, land, everything. Leave your land, your country, and be gathered unto the Lord. He says, I am your great reward. I am your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, because yokes are broken. Strengthen us in the inner man. Every man here in the inner man. Hallelujah. Thank you for the hedge of fire around your people, that you have protected and you have kept them from evil. You've kept them from temptations. And we know that when we walk with in the name of the Lord, when your people walk in you, oh hallelujah,
hallelujah,
all things work out for good.
Amen.
We can only but see a glorious end in you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.